I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
Ziggy's podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 160. Yeah, 160 episodes of the show, and I must say it's been quite an amazing ride. At the moment, it's a long weekend this weekend, so I figured why not just record one more episode, one more solo episode before we get back into the regular stuff with the rest of the guys. So I figured I'd record this one by myself again. But that's cool, because I chose to do this one by myself. Because, whatever. I do what I want. Bitches. So this week I've just been relaxing. Getting my mind straight. Trying to get out of my own thoughts as of late. Because my brain's been all over the place. And it's kind of just been taking over everything for me. Yeah. Haven't really had a moment to just sit down and just relax. Because my brain's just been go. Because there's a lot of shit going on. Yeah, I've just been trying to figure shit out. But it's cool. Because, of course, things will get figured out. Because they have to. can't just sit back and let shit fall on you and not get back up. You have to remain positive and move forward, because that's what you have to do. You can't just failure is not an option. Well, we grow up and we live our lives. We can't fail. We can't fail ourselves. We can't fail our families. We can't fail society. Well, you can fail society, but what I always say is fuck society, fuck what people think, but you have to do everything for yourself and for everybody around you. So yeah. You gotta keep pushing forward and being positive. Because that's what you gotta do. What have I been up to this week? Other than being, in my own head. I got to watch some TV. Unfortunately, no, I did not get to catch up on the season finales of any of the CW shows. Because, of course, why watch season finale if, I haven't watched the entire seasons yet? So I'm just waiting for the seasons to come up on Netflix, and I'll watch it then. But until then, one thing that I have been watching is, because I kind of fell behind on some stuff, I fell behind on Superstore. It's very sad. So I'm catching back up with that. Last time I watched it was about episode 7 or 8, and I am caught up to episode 15 or so, and there's 22 episodes of something in the season, which is fucking insane. But yeah, the show's fucking dope. It's really fucking cool. I've always loved Superstar since it started. And yeah, like, it's a really funny show. Like, the writing is fucking great. It's one of the better comedies on TV right now. So I'm very excited to actually see where it goes and what happens in the rest of the season. Because every season they tend to end it with like a big cliffhanger, and we pretty much already know it's been picked up for its like fourth season or fifth season or whatever the fuck it is. But yeah, it's a dope ass fucking show. I like it. Other people fucking enjoy it, so why the fuck not? So yeah, when you guys get a chance, if you guys have not watched Superstore, check it out. Because like I said, it's a cool fucking show. Let's see, what else? Got to listen to music again. Because, you know, that's what I do. I listen to a lot of fucking music. And, this band that I listen to, actually, actually a pretty cool band, because they're actually on the road with Hyro the Hero and a couple other bands. And actually the band that I'm kind of fond of right now, it's a band called Islander, and they're pretty damn good, actually. I enjoy their music so far. It's pretty fucking good. I only got their latest album, but they have a few albums actually, and kind of like excited to listen to the rest of their shit. It's pretty fucking good. Yeah, their latest album is called "Power Under Control," which is very very interesting. But they're a alt rock punk / hip hop inspired band, which like you can totally see that in all their fucking songs. They have like, you know, a rap break and a bunch of fucking cool shit in their songs. I fucking love it. I fucking absolutely love it. Like, everything sounds really fucking cool. Like, got some pretty cool, got some rap breaks, like I said. Some good guitars. Some dope everything. And I fucking enjoy it. It's really fucking cool. Good guitars, good drums. Dope bass. And, yeah, it sounds really good. I like it. So I'm going to be playing one of their songs later on today. In this episode. Well, yeah. Later on today. I'm saying like it's going to be like 18 hours from now. Because like, I'm not going to be doing this for 18 hours. Well, I've already done it for 18 hours. But technically like, I'm not going to be doing this for 18 hours straight. Because I can't talk for 18 hours. Well, I can, but not by myself. That's just poppycock. Yeah, that's right. I said that. But yeah. Islander's really dope. They're really cool. I like them. Like I said, they're on the road with Hyro the Hero and P.O.D. Yes, that's who they're on the road with. And, yeah, they're pretty fucking good. So check them out. And you'll see what I'm talking about when you, listen to the song at the end of the episode. It's good shit. Another thing that I was watching actually earlier today, before recording. Of course, you know it was a little bit of a short day today because of course the holiday and shit that's coming, or that's here today as this episode posts. But actually, kind of went back and thought about, you know, what I was mentioning last week with the potential remake of Batman Returns. we see that we got Robert Pattinson is back. It's not back. What the fuck am I saying? Robert Pattinson is the new Batman, and how they mentioned that they'd have two villains, which is the Penguin and the Joker. So I figured, no, Penguin and Catwoman. Why did I say Joker? It's probably because I was watching the original Batman as well. But no, I actually watched Batman Returns. And in watching Batman Returns, I figured, you know, this shit is actually really fucking good. It's one of my favorite Batman movie, Batman Returns. And I kind of see why. Because Batman Returns is a bit of a horror movie. Not necessarily like blood and guts and everything, but it's the way it's shot. Of course, it's extremely dark, and it's also done by fucking what's his face, the Tim Burton. But it's also very dark, like very dark themes throughout the movie. You see Christopher Walken, which is Catwoman's Selina Kyle's boss, is a complete creeper. He's fucking weird, and he winds up killing her. He kills her because he doesn't like the way the fuck she's doing things, and he's just like, fuck you, bitch, and he kills her. I'm like, holy shit, when do you see a boss kill her? Well, you probably see it a bunch of times. Yeah. But yeah, it's fucking dope. You also get to see fucking, a really horrible way of taking care of your kid. Oswald Cobblepot's parents just fucking, like, after he's born, they're like, fuck you, we're gonna throw you away because you have, like, weird ass hands and you just don't fit with the regular human peoples, so we're just gonna throw you away. They fucking take him and they throw him into the fucking river just to fend for himself. Like, dude, that shit is fucked up. Who does that? There's a animal baby back in the day that does like a normal thing. It doesn't seem very fucking normal, people. That's just fucking weird. You don't do shit like that. That's just fucked up. Especially like, you let the kids fucking live with the penguins. Like, come on now. What kind of fucking shit is that? But yeah, it's fucking cool. I love that movie. It's, like I said, it's one of my favorite Batman movies of all time. But yeah, it's fucking weird and fucking cool. You get to see a lot of cool shit, like how Penguin basically finds a way to trick Batman, which not many people have done. And he tricks Batman, and he's able to actually get into the Batmobile and fucking wind up like taking control of the Batmobile, which you don't really see very often, like I said. And then Batman's like, what the fuck am I doing? What are you doing? Why are you controlling my shit? But of course, you know, Batman's Batman, and he figures the shit out. He's like, yo, fuck off my car. He figured that shit out. He's like, yo, fuck you, bitch, I get you, fuck your shit up. And he does, cause that's what he does, cause Batman's like, yo, you're a dick and I'm the man, so I'ma make sure that you get taken care of, fucker. Excuse me. But yeah, Danny DeVito's pretty amazing as the Penguin, cause he actually puts in some pretty good acting in the beginning when the Penguin's like, oh yeah, you know, I'm a good guy, all this shit. He actually seems believable, even though you know he has ulterior motives. But you can tell, like, he's like, yo, I'm a good guy, right? Look at me. I'm giving you your baby back. And then he tries to run for office and all that shit, and he's like, yo, I'm here for you. But deep down inside, you're like, this motherfucker's not out for anybody. He's not for himself. And he's gonna fuck everything up because he can't. So yeah. It's fucking interesting. It's fucking cool. And if you haven't watched Batman Returns, go and fucking watch it. Because it's fucking cool. I'm pretty sure you could find it on, like, online somewhere, or if you have that DC Universe thing, probably find it on there. I know for some time it was on Netflix. I don't know if it still is. I don't think it is, but I'm pretty sure there are ways that you can procure it, or watch it on TV somewhere, or something. I know there's ways to watch fucking Batman Returns. Because, like, why wouldn't you be able to? Because it's fucking great. Yeah, so I guess we can get into some shit for this week. Funny thing is that there's a lot of Batman shit this week that I thought was fucking interesting. And the first thing is, I guess we can venture into comics, because we haven't really talked comics on the show for a while. And one thing that happened this week that was pretty interesting is that Tom King, who's been writing on Batman for a while, he basically announced that he is going to be leaving the core Batman title, the main Batman title. And everybody's like, oh my god, what the fuck is going on? And then, like, the next day or whatever, the day after or whatever, 2 days, they basically announced that he's going to be doing a whole new story, a new, I guess, a 12-issue series. Still doing with Batman, called Batman and Catwoman, which is going to be pretty interesting. It's going to be drawn by Clay Mann, and it's due to debut in January. He says we're making changes to our comic book publishing line to set DC up for a continued success. We're starting with the best-selling comic after The City of Bane wraps up in December. The City of Bane is an incredible story and an integral part of the overall Villain of the Year campaign. And a new Tom King and Clayman Batcat series in 2020. Fills the gaps of Batman's beginnings since, to ship monthly, basically. So yeah, it's gonna be pretty interesting. December's Batman 85 will be Tom King's final issue. However, DC is not revealing who will take his place in 86, and they emphasize Batman will revert back to twice monthly shipping. Oh wow, interesting. So you're gonna get 2 issues of Batman a month again, starting in January of next year. So yeah, it's fucking exciting. King also says that Catwoman, well, Batman, Catwoman is an ambitious, accessible, beautiful, and thrilling. Yeah. Which is a pretty cool way to bring a bunch of shit for the year, because he's like, yo, this could last for a long time. And of course, it's something that we've kind of thought about, like, I wonder how the whole Catwoman and Batman situation winds up ending up in some way, because, you know, their whole story's been around for a really fucking long time. So why not make it a whole thing? So yeah, I'm excited for this. I'm kind of thinking about getting back into the comic world, because I haven't really been reading a lot of comics as of late. So I figured this would be one of those comics that'll get me back into reading. Yeah, so why not? Then another thing that came out this week that was pretty interesting, that I thought was pretty fucking interesting, is that actually it's something that I read off of John Leguizamo's Twitter. Yeah, that's right, John Leguizamo's Twitter. And it's basically saying that Batman existed in Mesoamerican mythology, and his name was Kamazutz, yeah. So, yeah, this shit is fucking cool. So, as social media, just reading the article now, it says, as social media is abuzz with who might be the cast for the next Batman movie, with concerns that some of the candidates may not be as menacing, even though the fill of the big black boots, it might be time to look back at the bad figures that were more imposing or have imposing power in the Mesoamerican mythology. Yay. So Kamazutz, what's the meaning, is the death bat in the Quechua Mayan language of Guatemala, originated deep in the Mesoamerican mythology as a dangerous cave-dwelling bat creature, a cult following for the creature began among the Zapoteque Indians of Oaxaca, Mexico. I think I said that right. If I didn't say it right, then yeah, okay. And the figure was later adapted into the pantheons of the Mayan Quechua tribe, and the legends of the bat god were later recorded in Mayan literature. Which is fucking interesting. It's fucking great how, and so, like, they have pictures of this, Kamazutz, and it looks just like fucking Batman. He has, the pointy bat ears, the eye holes, and the section where the mouth would be. And it looks like he has big-ass armor and shit, at least from the picture that I'm looking at right now. That's what it looks like. And it's fucking cool. Like, it actually looks pretty fucking dope. So, like, years ago, centuries ago, way before fucking Batman was even invented, like, introduced to us as, like, a regular fucking Batman, he was a fucking, like, demon and shit. Yeah. Love it. It's fucking cool. I like it. And then they go on in this article to just talk about, like, fucking, Dracula sightings and fucking, like, giant vampire bats and a bunch of other shit that's, like, doesn't really pertain to it, but the fact that, you know, it is a part of, you know, Mayan mythology, it's pretty fucking interesting. So yeah, you'll see a picture of this probably in the issue in this week's the picture of this week's episode. And yeah, I hope you guys liked the one that I did for last week's. I thought it was pretty interesting. I thought it was pretty fun. So figured I'd try it out. Why not? Something different. Something, like I said, a little interesting. Because, of course, like, you know, I've been having time to think about shit, so I figured I'd do some shit like that. And I enjoyed it. It's pretty cool. I thought it was pretty cool, at least. So, yeah, and then, I guess the final thing that we got to see this week was something that was, pretty fucking entertaining to me. Kind of brought my hopes back up for the, for, I guess, kind of sort of the reboot or another continuation of the original story, or I don't know what the fuck they're doing with this. But yeah, we got a trailer for Terminator: The Dark Fate, which is of course a new Terminator story, and it looks fucking dope. Of course, you know, Terminator's been kind of like on and off the last few years, and what can I say? Like, I'm actually pretty interested for this. I'm interested in it. I kind of want to see it. I guess a bit of a recap of it or whatever. It's basically saying that Sarah Connor's are from far away, and she's gearing up to team up with two. I don't know how to speak. So Sarah Connor has returned from far away, and she's gearing up to team with a team of agents who will fight against T-1000. Yes, so they're bringing back the T-1000 in this movie, and there's also like a bunch of other characters that are kind of interesting. There's a newer version of a kind of like a Terminator, which is interesting. So, but she's more human than anything, which is interesting. Gabriel Luna plays the T-1000, or one of the T-1000s. He's the guy that should be playing fucking Terminator. Not Terminator, fucking the Punisher. Oh, not fucking Punisher. What the fuck am I saying? Jesus Christ, I'm all over the place on this episode. Ghost Rider. Yes. He's not supposed to be playing Ghost Rider in fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Or, well, it was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but he was playing Ghostbuster. Ghost Rider. In, the new Ghost Rider series that's supposed to be coming out for Hulu, I believe. So that should be interesting. But, yeah, Terminator looks fucking dope, dude. I'm excited for this shit. This doesn't come out, of course, until November. But, of course, it's just around the time that they usually put out new trailers for new movies. So, yeah, I'm kind of excited for it. I want to see it. There's a lot of cool people in this movie. And I'm kind of stoked to see what's gonna happen. Of course, I'll probably, like, be put off because there's probably gonna be, like, a big pile of dog shit after a while. But, another cool thing about it is that fucking Arnold's in it. Yeah. Arnold's back as fucking the Terminator. And, of course, we see him in the trailer and he's, like, an old man, fucking Arnold. So, yeah, I can dig it. Interesting is that this movie is actually directed by Tim Miller, who was the dude that did Deadpool, so might actually be pretty good, but who knows. But it's also written by James Cameron, of course, you know, probably mostly because he just did the original story, but it's got him, it's also got a Charles Ely or Eggly, who did The Shield, Dexter. It also has David Goyer. He did the screenplay for it, which should be interesting because David Goyer has done a bunch of shit that we've seen, like The Dark Knight and Batman Begins. And he also did Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. I don't know. We'll just have to see. At least he's a decent writer. He's been doing shit for a while, so we could just have high hopes for this one. So I'm excited for this. I kind of want to see it. I kind of want to see it pretty bad, actually. But yeah, this shit looks pretty cool. I'm excited for it, like I said. Yeah. Terminator Dark Fate. I'm down for it. He has some pretty dope shots of fucking old man Arnold. Why the fuck not? Yeah, so, yes. What else can we say? I guess that's pretty much it for the show. Make sure you go to innercitygeeks.com where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we got this show. Then we got, Yay Toys. Oh, excuse me. I'm yawning because it's almost the end. What the fuck is wrong with me? Yay Toys. Comics Con Sabor, which should be coming back. Anime World. Manga Times. All the cool shit that we usually have on there. We also have Good Games on the site, so check that out. That's, of course, it's older episodes, but they're all really good fucking episodes. So you can check those out. You could also check out a bunch of other shit that we have on the site. So make sure you check that shit out. Go to intercitygeeks.com and just browse for hours or minutes. Or just keep scrolling. Just keep scrolling and scrolling. You'll find something that's interesting, that catches your eye. Another cool thing that you can find on intercitygeeks.com, you'll find the link to a bunch of cool sponsors for the show. One of the cool sponsors that you can find on there is Amazon.com. Yes, you'll find the link to Amazon, and that link specifically will, if you click it and you decide to sign up, you can sign up for 1 free month of Amazon Prime. Yeah, not everybody has Amazon Prime, so with this one, you can go on there and you can get a whole month free of Amazon Prime. So, that'll be fucking dope, because of course you'll get, you'll be able to get free 2-day shipping, but not only that, but you also get a whole bunch of cool, free shit. Like, television shows and movies and stuff like that, so, all through Amazon Prime. So you got Prime Video, Prime Music, Prime everything. So make sure you go check that shit out. And then if you don't want to go through Amazon Prime, you can actually go through that link as well. And you can buy some shit on Amazon. Just ship like, buy like regular. And whatever you get, Amazon just like kind of blesses up with a little bit of it. And it's no extra charge to you. You guys don't get charged for anything other than whatever you buy. So, yeah, make sure you check that shit out. Also, on the site, there is a link to Sosik Clothing Company. They're a dope-ass shirt band. A shirt brand. Or a dope-ass brand. That sell t-shirts and hoodies and hats and a bunch of cool shit that, you know, us geeks would usually wear. Like I said before, I got a shirt from them. I got a couple shirts from them, and they're super comfortable, and they look good. They're pretty dope. People have actually, like, literally, they actually have stopped me and been like, "Yo, where'd you get that shirt from? That shit is fucking dope." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I got them on Sosik clothing.co and if you're there, you can go to, once at checkout, you can enter offer code InnerCityGeeks for 15% off your entire purchase. You can do that, and yeah, that'll be fucking dope. You can get some cool shit for a cheaper price. Also, another thing that you can find on there is a link to Beard Octane. Yes, Beard Octane is another cool ass homegrown fucking beard company, which deal with a whole bunch of different beard products. So they have beard balms and beard oil. They just recently, well, they're not recently, but they started putting out some beard butter as well. And you know, you always want to make sure you keep your beard well nourished and taken care of, so that way it looks good. Doesn't look like shit. You know, you don't want your beard to look like shit, because then people are gonna look at you funny and like, "Well, dude, you got a pretty massive beard, but it looks like shit, dude. What's wrong?" You gotta make sure you keep your shit up. You make sure you maintain it. One of the things that you can do with the beard butter, especially, you could use that as a for night times. You go to bed. You don't want to put a bunch of oils in it, of course, before you go to bed. But with the beard butter, what you do, you just, you know, you lather it up and you put it in there, and it kind of like just gives you the nutrients and shit that it needs. So that way, you're not like all dry. By the time the morning comes, you're not having that much of a hassle with it. You don't have to worry about, you know, getting a bunch of knots out and all this other shit. All you just gotta worry about is just, you know, once you take a shower, you just clean up, you just brush your fingers through it, and it won't be as bad as one of those, you know, those nights that you don't do it. So yeah, check Beard Octane out at checkout. Type in ICG10 for 10% off. And yeah, it's fucking dope. Ways to check out the show is you can find us on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, and Spotify. Yeah. Yes, those are the four. Sorry, I had to think about it. My brain, of course, like I said, it's about to shut down because, of course, the episode's almost over, and that's what usually happens. Like, I just go to hibernation mode. But yeah, check that shit out. Also, you can check us out on social medias. Check us out on all the social medias at Inner City Geeks on the Facebook space, Inner City Geeks on Twitter, at Inner City Geeks on Instagram. You guys can find me at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal on the Instagrams and the Twitters. So, reach out to me. Reach out to us. We've got a bunch of shit, like I said. So, check that shit out. And, what else can I say? That's pretty much it for this week. Like I said, I have another song this week. This week's song is going to be a deep cut off of Islander's latest album, the Islander's latest album. What is it called again? My brain just went to mush again. It's called Power Under Control. Is the new album, and the song that I'm going to be playing is called Casket. It's fucking dope. So make sure you check that out. Yeah, thank you guys for listening again. You guys are awesome. It's been 160 episodes. 160 hours, I guess you can say. More than 160 hours. A lot of fucking time. So thank you guys for listening. For those that's stuck with us for this long. And don't be a dick. But most importantly, remember, the geeks shall inherit the earth. Little dick. to the song. You gotta break the chains. You gotta hear me out. We were born to die, and now I know why. That's what life's about. So you can put me in a casket and lay it in a grave. Write my name on a tombstone, but I promise I'm okay. Throw my body in a river or burn it up in flames. Write my name on a tombstone, a mask of death. Where is your sting? I said it. My body.